Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you And we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement on today. So we ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. The songs, the majority of them that we play on this program is by C.L. White. When you get off of this program, pull it up, C.L. White. Most of the songs that we play, he's is the one that's doing the singing, and I'm telling you, during the course of the day, you pull one of them up, it'll be a blessing to you, C.L. White. Good morning, everybody, everywhere. We're rapidly approaching Thanksgiving, which is next Thursday, on the 24th. And, of course, I want you to know that the song just says, it's just another day. It is just another day. It's another day for us not only to try to receive some blessings, but it's also another day for us to try to be a blessing to somebody. And I know that you're just doing just that. So we're so thankful that you're part of this program this morning, and we are excited at the Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, because on December the 4th, that's the first Sunday in December, we're going to celebrate the 24th anniversary of that congregation, and Brother Ed Keaton is going to be one of our guest speakers. He is the Minister Emeritus of the Bold Crest Church of Christ. And then we're going to be led in singing by Brother Patrick Bradshaw, and we are looking forward to, just a show enough good day. We don't have, unfortunately, we don't have fellowships around Georgia like we had when we were in Kentucky and Tennessee. We used to have Fifth Sunday fellowships where every church would just go around and go to one church, go to this one, go church to that one. And we don't have that. And they used to have a gospel meeting, a spring gospel meeting, summer gospel meeting, fall and winter gospel meetings. And we would all just look forward to that. We wouldn't miss going from one congregation to the next congregation. We don't want to have that camaraderie or whatever you want to say here in Atlanta, basically not on that level. And we used to have singing groups, and you just look forward to going around from church to church listening to singing groups, and had some good groups too. And we'd go to Paducah, we'd go down to Union City, Tennessee, and sometimes we'd go to St. Louis and Detroit, and we just go everywhere. And you wouldn't mind spending your day with the Lord. I don't know what has happened to those days, but most of those kind of days are just long gone to where we could just do just that, except you're in some small communities who still do that kind of a thing, and God bless them for doing just that. But God is still in the blessing business, and with this Thanksgiving coming upon us, we don't want that day to be the only day that you're thankful enough, that you can feel like that you're being blessed in some way and somehow. And I appreciate the approach that Brother Matlock is taking on this program about Thanksgiving, because what he's been saying, I concur with it. And it's just like when somebody said they discovered America, some people met them when they got off the boat. But anyway, this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thankfulness seems to be something that it has to be taught. Being thankful seems to be something that acquire and develop that thankfulness, or either to say thank you. That's almost a lost art, thank you. sometime when I'm at the Quick Trip or QT, and you hold the door for somebody when they come in, they just go in the door. They act like that was an automatic door, like it just popped open for them. You don't hear them say thank you or good morning or no nothing. Just make you want to hit them in the back of the head. Well, Christians wouldn't do that, but you know that was just a thought. But you have to acquire. It seems like you have to acquire thankfulness. Sometimes you in a line at Kroger's and you got maybe 15 things that you're getting ready to check out with, and somebody come up behind you and they ain't got but just one. They just got one thing, and you say, "Oh, you can go ahead and go in front of me." Do they say thank you? No, they thought that they was privileged to do that. And that's the reason why when your mamas and your daddies, when the children go somewhere, you know, your grandparents got a different rules from the regular mamas and daddies. And so some things that work go to the mamas and daddies' house don't work over to the grandmamas and granddaddy's house because, we sort of change things around. But anyway, sometimes your kids will come to your house and you give them a piece of money or you stop somewhere and you saw something that's sort of cute and you give them to them. And you give them to them, they'd be looking at it, and, you know, they'd be turning it around and everything. And the mama would say to the child, say, thank you. Why didn't that originate with the child? Why, when you give him something, that wouldn't be something that you would automatically say? And so not only is that in a child that they have to develop that, but I'm talking about old folk. I'm talking about people 96, 95, I'm talking about people just already, I'm just talking about people who are already old and ought to know better. Sometimes when you do something for them, you still do not get that word or even get that feeling, thank you. My doing for people have become both a blessing and a curse at the same time, a blessing and a curse. Sometimes I wish I didn't go out on a limb to try to help nobody in a roundabout way. Because it's a blessing and a curse. How many of you have some friends, was your friends, and you haven't seen them in 15, 20 years, and they haven't even called you, they haven't even sent a carrier pigeon or nothing like that to just say, how you doing, or anything like that? People come in your life, some of them come in your life just for a season. They don't come into your life to stay all of the time. So don't freak out over that. And don't say, well, I wonder why he hadn't called. Because he was just a part-time friend, or she was a part-time friend. So don't let the anchor down. Don't let the anchor down on people in a roundabout way. Because I got some friends now that I can call, and I know I haven't called in 15 years or so. And we'll just start take up talk where we left off. And then you got some you call, and they don't even know you. I experienced that one time, and it didn't devastate me, but it shocked me. Because I grew up with a young man, we did everything just about together. We was in each other's house every single day. Went to school together, this, that, and other. And went to a function about 15, 20 years later after that. And he acted like he didn't recognize me, didn't even want to talk to me. And when I asked him about something, he said, well, you know, this, that, and other. So people come into your life do not try to hold on to seasonal people. Don't try to hold on people who just passing you by. Please don't try to hold on to temporary people. Let them go, because you'll get your emotions so involved, and next thing you know, you'll come out of that thing being devastated. Let them go. Go ahead and take up your cross and continue to follow Jesus. One of the passages, if you want to read, is in the book of Luke chapter 17. If you need a passage for today, I'll read in Luke chapter 17, and it'll talk to you about the people who had the leprosy, and God healed them, and he healed 10, but only one of the called the nine said thank you and gave God the honor, the glory, and the praise. And then another passage that I mentioned last week that I want you to mention, look up, and that's Habakkuk. That's in the Bible. Habakkuk, if you don't know nothing about, most of us know something about Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, everything. But Habakkuk is in the Bible. Look up Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 through 18. And what Habakkuk says in that particular passage, though I've lost all, I will still praise the Lord. Because if you know anything about Job, God is in the restoring business. God is in the recover business. Sometimes when you think you've lost some things, God will restore it whole, more better, more gooder than you ever had before if you just let him do it. So the pandemic hit a lot of people just bam, just hit them hard. But then some people were hit hard, came out better on the other side. That's the way God works this thing. And so try to find some way to be thankful, Lord Jesus. If we could just, even in our situations this morning, whatever your situation might be today on this program, whatever it is, try to find at least a pinch, like a pinch of salt, when they say, find a pinch of salt to just say, Lord, you know, even though this arthritis has just turned me up, and I know that I got back problems, and I know my knees just ain't going to do what they're supposed to do. You have to talk to them and say, let's get up and let's go. As a matter of fact, you have to talk to your whole body and say, now, look, this is another day, and we got to do something with this day. So come on now, y'all, get with me. Even though you have to talk to your body like that sometimes, even in that, find some way to just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Restore my spirit, Lord. I need restored. My heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love and rebuild my faith. And restore my soul. Revive the fire deep in my soul. Stir my desire to work in your fold. Lighten my heart, dear Lord. Your zeal grow cold. Renew my love and rebuild my faith and restore my soul. Then finally he says, renew my courage, Lord. It needs restored. He said, my cup is empty. Refill it, dear Lord. Replace all doubts and fears with faith so bold. Renew my love and rebuild my faith. Restore my soul. Get back in the avenue of being thankful and being blessed by Jesus Christ. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Those who are sick in the hospital, hospice, or wherever they might be, on this particular day, as we lead into this month of Thanksgiving, let us always have a thankful heart, because you are the best. You are the one who continues to make us do what we do. Jesus loves you. He died for you. And he's coming again, and try to have a super duper week.